Hello, this is my Lenten Diary for March the 15th, 2021. Today is Monday in the fourth week of Lent. One of the perennial devotional practices here at Trinity Church for Lent has always been the praying of the Stations of the Cross. For those of you who are not familiar, the Stations of the Cross is a devotional practice. It's a metaphorical journey with Jesus from the time he is sentenced to death by Pilate until the time he is buried in the tomb. The traditional stages or stations are 14. Some of those stations are attested to in Scripture and others are a part of tradition, but it is a way for the modern day pilgrim to retrace the steps of Jesus to Golgotha without going all the way to Jerusalem. Now, I was not raised with the Stations of the Cross. In fact, I was not raised in a church where a cross ever had a depiction of Jesus on it. All of the crosses in the church I grew up in were empty. And there was a very Protestant reason for that. The Protestant reason was something on the line of, we don't worship a dead Jesus. Jesus rose from the dead, and Jesus isn't on the cross. Jesus is at the right hand of the Father. And as theologically correct as that is, see also the Apostles and Nicene Creed, yes, Jesus is raised from the dead. Yes, Jesus has ascended. Yes, Jesus is at the right hand of the power in the heavenlies. All of that is true. But there is something particularly poignant about standing at the station that depicts Jesus' death. To see a depiction of Jesus dead on the cross, for some people, it is repugnant and they are repelled by it. And others are drawn to that image as something that evokes in them a multiplicity of feelings. Some are hard to even untangle. We feel compassion for the man on the cross. We feel shame in the shame that the man on the cross endures. We try to put ourselves in his place and wonder about the agony. We worry about the motives that put him there in the first place. We, as Christians, say that through this death on the cross, this death of Jesus, God's only Son, God has brought salvation into the world. That through Jesus' death, the sins of the world have been forgiven. To stand there and spend time to ruminate on what this singular death means is a part of Christian devotional practice. Now, we don't like to stand around in the presence of dead people. Our culture has an aversion to death. As Christian preacher Tom Long once said, Americans have such an aversion to death, we don't even invite the dead to their own funerals. But we cannot tell the story of Jesus without telling about his death and about telling how that death has transformed the world. In today's reading from John's Gospel, Jesus says to the crowd, "When I am lifted up, I will draw all people to me." And John provides an explanation. He said this to indicate the kind of death he was going to die. Well, Everybody around seemed to know what kind of death he was indicating because they were struggling how to make sense of a crucified Messiah. All these centuries later, Christians, as well as non-Christians, are captivated, sometimes repelled, often confused by the thought of Christ on the cross. But make no mistake, we cannot get to Easter in any other way than by going to Golgotha. I think that's what's been on my mind as I've continued to reflect upon the raising of Lazarus from the dead. We all want to focus on the happy ending that Jesus calls Lazarus forth. And I think it's sometimes in our rush to get to that happy ending, we sort of skip over the grief and the pain, the sadness, the agony that Lazarus' loved ones experienced. And indeed, the grief that Jesus himself experienced that causes him to weep at the thought of his friend dead. We will get to Easter soon enough. And we will tell ourselves the story that Christ is risen. But Christ cannot be risen without first giving his life for the sins of the world. Maybe that's what's so compelling about the crucifixion. We want to understand it. We want to figure it out. Or maybe we want to avoid it. But we can only stand in front of it and allow the compassion of Christ to reach out to us from the cross. We have a collect in our prayer book that is one of my favorites. I usually pray it every Sunday in Lent. Lord Jesus Christ, you stretched out your arms of love on the hard wood of the cross so that everyone might come within the reach of your saving embrace. Indeed, this one who has been lifted up has drawn, is drawing, and will draw the whole world to himself. All of us wrapped in the loving arms of the one crucified to bring us life. Let us pray. O Lord our God, in your holy sacraments, you have given us a foretaste of the good things of your kingdom. Direct us, we pray, in the way that leads to eternal life, that we may come to appear before you in that place of light where you dwell forever with your saints, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.